A couple of tough ones to begin the season, Coach. Playing great football here last couple of weeks. Nice little winning streak as district play is underway. And a big one with the Bison, I'm sure, telling your kids, hey, we get this one, we're sitting pretty good right now.
Yeah. You know, I think that you get through the non-district time of your season and that you get into district football and everything kind of ratchets up. I agree. You know, we had a tough start to our season after our Gothenburg game. We made a pretty significant change to our team and to our offense and everything. And so luckily our kids bought into the change that we made and have really gotten better and better every week with it. So yeah, we're excited to get into week two of district football play. That's for sure.
Can you explain a little bit what you did, or what was the big change? Maybe what kind of turned things around?
What we did was we made a pretty significant change offensively. We've been kind of a spread offensive team in the past, and we had some pretty significant injuries week one versus Gothenburg. And so then we changed and went with a double wing approach, which we didn't talk about at all, and we haven't talked about it a lot, but you know, we've been lining up in the same formation for four straight games now, so it's no secret, but our kids have really bought into the new approach we're taking offensively, and it's led to, like you said, we won a few games, and I think we're feeling pretty confident going into district play, and we like where we're sitting.
I know that Cozad team, we've had a chance to see them this year. That kind of started everything right there with a nice win in Gearing and Alliance. So obviously the change was necessary, and everything's taken off for the kids since then.
Yeah, in two of the three games we've rushed for over 400 yards. We've got a good mix of carries. We don't have the same guy just kind of carrying the mail for us. We've got multiple guys that are doing things, and obviously to do that we're playing pretty well up front. We're like I said, we like where we are. We like we break our season into three game segments, and having an opportunity to finish this segment out 3-0 would be a great way to go into October. I think both us and McCook are looking to get a win this week, and you know, with district football, I always kind of think you can lose one and things bounce your way, you can still get back into the race, but if you lose two, you're out of it. And so I'm sure that McCook's kind of thinking that way, and we'd like to not have to worry about that. Things happen to bounce our way, we'd like to stay in control for as long as possible, obviously.
Coach, it sounds like you got a great senior class this year. I mean, that's where your bread and butter is right now. You really lean on those guys, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We've got some very high character, high integrity kids that are the kind of kids you want in your program and you want as leaders. They're kids that are committed. You know, you never have practice issues. You never have discipline issues with this senior class. This is a senior class that's involved in our youth football and involved in a lot of our camps that we put on. And they're just great, great young men. They represent our school well. They're involved in a lot of activities. And they're kids that, you know, when they come onto the practice field, you just feel a little bit better because they're there. And so we love those guys. They've done a great job. And I think our underclassmen are following them really well. And so that's a big part of the battle right there.
Caden Rizek, Harry Gaskey, just a couple of names, those seniors that you try to get the ball offensively, try to get the ball in their hands as much as possible, don't you?
Yeah, I think that they're athletic. They're two guys that love football. I think Harry gets a lot of publicity, and it's well deserved. He's an Air Force recruit. He's signed. He committed to go play there, and so he's a guy that sets up a lot of the stuff in our offense. And then Caden knocks a lot of stuff out of the park, which is kind of good for him because he's such a big baseball player. But yeah, those are two guys that are, when we made our offensive change, regardless of what kind of offense you run, those two guys are going to be kind of the focal point. And then you got a guy like Jaden Fanning on our offensive line that's done some really good things for us. Michael Skinner is another senior that's really taken over at the center position for us. So yeah, like you said, it's a really good senior class. We've been fortunate to add some seniors that maybe didn't play last year or haven't played since they've been in high school this year. And it's added a little bit of depth to us. And so, like you said, you kind of can tell the quality of your seniors based on how many people follow them. And we got a lot of good underclassmen that are really doing a good job following these seniors. So we feel like we've got a pretty united team right now.
You mentioned the injuries, I think a week one. Did you have had a chance to get some of those guys back, or will some of those guys come back here before the season's done?
We're hopeful, but, you know, it seems like you're either praying or swearing, one or the other, when it comes to injuries. So we're doing both. But Jaden Curtis was a huge blow to us. We lost him on the third play of the game against Gothenburg, and kind of an Aaron Rodgers kind of thing. You know, just we built a lot of things around Jaden Curtis, and that was the reason why we had to change our offense. That one piece kind of really made us kind of rearrange the puzzle. And then he was a really good defensive player for us too. So losing him was a big loss for us. We're hopeful that if we get things really rolling, that, you know, he could maybe join us if we got a game there week 9 or week 8 that means a lot. You know, it's possible we could get him back, but it's that's where a lot of the praying is going to have to come into focus for us there. But other than that, Mario Bush, lost him as well. They came into the season a lot of promise, and it just didn't work out. But overall, I think with the roster that we've had, taking the majority of the snaps from week one to now, knock on wood, we're pretty healthy. And going into October, we feel pretty good about that.
Coach, what about the Bison? I know last year was the first time in a while that Ogallala and McCook could face each other. Now the second year, and you've watched, I'm sure, a lot of tape on this team. What's got to be done to get the job done in your home field on Friday?
Well, I think that, you know, you look at the discipline that they play with, and that's something that we've got to really neutralize. Defense, as far as what they do defensively, they've done a really good job of holding teams that are scoring a lot of points down to probably a little bit below their season average. Everybody's making a big deal about Sydney scoring 28 on them. Well, Sydney scored up in the 40s a lot this year, so I think that because they're still doing some good things defensively, offensively, I think they never lose their identity. It's just getting guys to kind of fit that identity, and I think they're getting closer and closer every week to that. You don't see really any difference schematically from what they've done in the past to what they are still doing now. I think that you're looking at a coaching staff that is teaching really well and developing a little more every single week. So, yeah, it's a big district game too for both of us, and we're excited to have this one in our stadium. You know, we flipped the calendar after this one, so the game's in October. Plus, being district, it really cranks up. So it's one of those games.